Hey, podcasters. Clarzy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, the very talented Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet.
Our very own Dean Clares has a confession to make.
Oh, dear. Do we have to bring it up again? Scott Pape, the barefoot investor, talks about putting a ring on it.
And we break down the top 50 schools in WA.
You could give Dad this Big Breakfast catch-up for Father's Day, or you could really spoil him with big brand fragrances from Chemist Warehouse.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
The one and only smoothie from Spandau Ballet, Tony Hadley, is coming to Perth.
Mm.
He's going to be here next year. We're talking about the Astor, Monday, March the 2nd, and Tony Hadley joins us this morning. G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm good, not bad at all. Yeah, pretty good.
Very good.
Now, Tony, I mean, the benefit to having a band and having, you know, being in Spandau Ballet is the fact that you get that instant feedback on new songs. So when you're doing solo work, who's your sounding board? Who's giving you the critique?
Well, my wife's probably pretty good. As they say in Spinal Tap, brutally frank, brutally honest.
Yeah.
But my 12-year-old daughter, Zara, she's a really good singer. She's massively into music. She connects me with all the young stuff going on. So Zara's always a good sounding board for a new song. So probably, yeah, I think she's probably my best sounding board.
Hmm.
Hey, Tone, I just want to know, last time you were here, we had a good chat about your knees. How are those troublesome knees? Are they all good?
My knees? I had another operation about 4 months ago, and I got a flipping neat one of my knees that got to be replaced before Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is a new knee.
A knee, new front knee.
It's a joke. I mean, I think it's like years and years of football. I used to run with weighted backpacks. So, yeah, they'll ping me and I'll still be able to go skiing and train and everything. So that'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah, Tony.
But thanks for that. Thanks very much
We had a really good chat about it. I reckon for about 15 minutes. And I went, listen to these two blokes in their 50s.
And Clarzy has a great memory for that.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Well, so when I see you guys, I'll have me bionic knee.
Yeah. The $6 million man. Love it.
Tony, tell us about your new album, Talking to the Moon. Is there a theme running through this one?
Well, I got a little dog called Martha, and she's a really lovely little thing, she is. And so put her out at night for a little wee. And we live in the middle of the country in Buckinghamshire. And at night, you get beautiful stars and the moon and everything else. And I think as you get older, you do sort of gaze up at the moon and the stars and think, come on, mate, what's it all about?
Yes.
Give us a break.
Yeah.
So Talking to the Moon, it just created a sort of a good feeling. And the album's a couple of real sort of ballads on it as well, but it's about I love you madly, it's about I don't love you at all, it's about one song called Oblivion, it's about addiction, alcohol addiction, but it's generally speaking, it's a, you know, I think a really uplifting album and dead proud of it, yeah.
And mate, of course, apart from the music, one of the other reasons you're most welcome here is your love of beer, and I believe you're quite an admirer of our little creatures here in Fremantle.
I do like little creatures, yeah. I do love a brew, yeah, but no, I'm just looking forward to coming. Whenever we come to Australia, we always have a great time.
Oh, mate, we can't wait to see you here. And just on a personal note, if you do find yourself, you know, with a bit of spare time while you're in Perth, I write these songs, these sort of parodies for our local suburbs. And, you know, occasionally I get special guests in to do it. So, you know, if you're here and you're a bit bored, you know, I'd love to work with you. So drop in.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we come in and maybe do, you know, bring Richie B, our guitarist, and come in and do a little acoustic thing, you know.
That'd be wicked.
Just before the gig. But if you fancy coming, we'd love to have you. It's going to be a good show. We're looking forward to it.
Hey, mate, well, you take care and we'll see you on the new knee tour in 2020.
No, it'd be brilliant. Guys, be really good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, bring the bathers, mate. We'll go for a swim. You're all good.
All right, mate.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Ooh.
You know how we get into work. Matt, you get here before any of us generally.
Yeah, I'm the most professional.
You're here quite early. Yeah, you've got more time to prep and I don't really hear it. But
coffee.
But the funny thing about it is that Matt gets here first and then often I'll be here second of the team.
Yes.
So I'll get in at about 5 to 5, 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But on some mornings, Kimber, you're here before me, like this morning.
Yep, rarely.
Throws everything.
And we're very privileged to have a car parking bay. So at 5 o'clock in the morning, we can park in the car park downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to, you know, carefully navigate our cars around columns. They're giant pillars downstairs.
Mm. They're quite tight bays,
aren't they?
We have to park very closely to each other.
Squeezed as an extra one in each level of the car
park.
Like we don't spend enough time time in each other's pockets.
Well, so, Matt even reverses in so that he can get out of his car door because I push right up against his car closer.
So what happened this morning is that, you know, it's quite easy to park for me, apart from the column on the side. And you get quite skillful at parking in the mornings. But, Kimber, you were here before me today, and because two other people rocked up to the radio station at the same time as me, I had a bit of pressure from people behind me.
Oh, parking pressure. So the worst pressure of it all.
So instead of pulling around and reversing straight in next to your car, Kimber, I pulled into the bay in front of us. You know how there were bays in front of us on the other side? And I pulled in there and let these other two people go through. And then this is 5:05 in the morning. That's my excuse. So I then go to reverse.
Oh, no.
And clip the mirror of the person next to me.
Oh.
No person in the car.
Oh.
And I've gone, oh, I only tapped it. I've only just tapped it.
Yep.
So then I parked my car and didn't think about it until I hopped out of my car and saw a black smudge on my white mirror.
Okay.
I didn't have the balls to go and have a look at the other person's car to see if they've got a white smudge on their black mirror.
Do you know whose car it is?
I know whose car it is. Actually, she just walked behind you. She's from our newsroom. Her name is Claire. And I haven't told her this.
Oh, you haven't? This is an admission on air.
I haven't told her this.
And she doesn't know yet.
But I haven't been downstairs to inspect if there's any damage.
I don't think Claire's listening and she doesn't actually know why
she
we're staring
no
at her.
She has no idea why we're looking at her.
She's got no clue.
I thought about options. I thought, okay, I could just ignore it. Or I could talk to you guys because it was starting to build up. I could ask her to marry me. She'd be Claire Claire's. That'd be weird, wouldn't it? But now I'm already married and she's got a boyfriend. And so I'm just confessing that I clipped the mirror of one Claire Bowskis's car this morning and I'm in trouble.
Oh.
So I need to go downstairs and inspect the damage on her, see if there's any damage on her car.
Well, let's check it out during this song and then we'll get Claire back on and see how she feels about it.
Shall I go down and take a photo?
Can you take a photo of my mirror and then see if there's any damage on her?
Done.
Can you not smash hers with a rock just to set me up?
And then can I walk in the door like I'm today, tonight or something and go, Mr. Claire's, what do you think about
with
this?
With a really bright light. Yeah. Okay, we'll do that.
All right, we'll check it out and see what Claire thinks now that you've
so worried.
Admitted it.
Oh, no, I'm in so much trouble. She's laughing at me.
I'm kind of glad it was her car and not mine.
Yeah, well, I could have hit yours if you'd been in the wrong spot, but I never go there.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Money.
Dollar.
Scott Pape, the Barefoot Investor.
Let's have a look at popular culture. Put a ring on it. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Scott Pape.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We're good, Scotty. Now, we're talking engagement rings. There used to be the old thing that it had to cost you 3 months of your salary to get a ring on the finger. But what's going on with that nowadays?
One of the biggest marketing con jobs in history is that idea that you have to spend 3 months' wage on a wedding ring. It was actually created by De Beers, which is one of the big diamond companies. In the 1930s, less than 10% of couples sealed the deal with a diamond. Today, it's around 80%. And it's all to do with the marketing campaign, a brilliant marketing campaign by De Beers. They were the ones who created this. In fact, some say that Marilyn Monroe in the, you know, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friends, the idea is that that was product placement and they paid Marilyn Monroe to actually create this persona that the diamonds are rare and unique. In fact, they're not.
No.
They are as common as hen's teeth. Yeah. But the reason they've been able to do it is because there are men, 60,000 men and women now, because we have equal, everyone can get married. 60,000 people will be buying rocks this year and getting down on a bended knee. And they're paying a lot of money in order to do it.
Your point that I find really interesting and is sort of a broader conversation, but just how humanity decides something is expensive or important, you know, 300, 400 years ago, nutmeg was the most expensive thing on the planet. But we just decide that these things are valuable and we all buy into it.
On an average $65,000 wage post-tax, that's $12,750 that you've got to do. And my view is it's triple M's, right? So it's marriage, mortgage, midget. So you've got, in a very short space of time, you've got the engagement ring, which apparently you've got to spend 12 grand on, which really, honestly, no one's going to do that. Or very few people are going to do that. Then you've got the wedding and there's a whole bunch of marketing there. And then you've got kids. So you've got to buy the bugaboo. Mm. You've got to buy all the stuff. So it's a very expensive time. My view is I've got three tips for buying wedding rings. I have done it once, only once. Wasn't thrown back at me.
Right. Oh, big man.
Well done. Yes.
First one is that you can go online now and there are a lot of international diamond dealers that will basically, you can buy the rock, get it set and sent over to you. and they're really cheap now. And I'm not talking about the blood diamonds. I'm talking about ones that are certified that you can look at that can really cut the cost down. So going online, there's a couple of really big players that have sort of taken over the market that you can have a look at. The second one, which is really not that romantic, but I think it's kind of cool, is a reject ring. Right, so what we can
I can help you with that, bud.
Go on to Gumtree.
Or one of them.
make sure that you get the certificate. But, you know, you can save yourself a huge amount of money by getting a reject ring. Just don't tell your fiancé that's what happened.
Sure.
But, you know, you can save yourself a lot of money.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Stock on what to get Dad this Father's Day. Chemist Warehouse has you covered with big brand fragrances at low prices. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Yes.
Or send Dad back to school.
Back to school. Hey, the West have listed WA's top 50 schools. Now, this list isn't sort of just the NAPLAN results, right?
Right.
No.
This is a series of factors that they've put in there, including, you know, how much it costs to send your kids there,
okay,
how well they've done, what facilities they offer. So it's quite an all-rounder kind of thing.
Yeah, and they've tried to compare results with kids of a similar education background,
right,
so that it seems more fair, because it's hard to peg some schools against others. You can take some of the top private schools, and if you pick one of the suburban schools that hasn't got quite the education background there, then it's not a fair sort of comparison.
Oh, so they've sort of mixed up the criteria with this one.
Yeah.
They have.
Yeah.
They have. And would you know it, number one, Willerton Senior High School.
Willow.
Yeah. What a school.
Well done. Beating out some very big players.
It's also a very big school.
Yeah.
They have like 2,300 students at Willerton. It's a huge school.
Actually, when you look at the list, obviously, they've really taken into account how much it does cost. And that's where the cost at a lot of the private schools has worked against them in this, this sort of criteria.
Yeah. Their students are doing very well, as you would expect them to when you're paying $30,000 or whatever it is a year to send your kid there.
Oh, a year. I thought that was a semester.
Yes. Oh, right. Yeah.
A lot of resources there, isn't it?
I do like the fact that Linwood High at 34 beats Guildford Grammar. I don't know why, but that just sort of feels right to me.
Well, yeah, the top five, I mean, you're looking at Willerton Senior High School. Number two is Perth Modern.
Yep.
Yep.
Three, Rosmoyne, which has always had a wonderful reputation.
Mm.
And four, Churchlands High School Senior High. And five, Shenton College.
Isn't it funny how the two schools near my place, so Careen Senior High School, which has got such a great reputation, and Duncraig, they're both in the top 20, which is pretty cool.
So basically, the key to a great education is to be near you.
My kids went to JSR in Mirrabooka, so they didn't go to either of those. But isn't that funny how those two are quite close together? But it is quite interesting. Sacred Heart College coming in at 14.
Mm.
Pretty people love that school when they're boasting.
It's a very different situation too. Like Rosmoyne, if you look in the areas of Rosmoyne, Willerton, stuff like that, when it comes to housing, people are looking to buy a house in that zone so they can send their kids to that school.
Yeah.
And so what you're getting is parents too who have a particular focus on their children's education that are trying to move to areas that they can do that. So, I mean, that school really fosters a different environment when everyone is there to learn.
Look, and I think it highlights the fact, and, you know, this is a University of WA lecturer talking about when you look at kids from different socioeconomic backgrounds, they know. They know that if kids get the same opportunities, they will thrive.
Mm.
And, you know, you can't skate around the fact, whether it be education, whether it be health, whether it be housing. You know, if we look after people and give them opportunities, they will blossom. And if we don't, they won't.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty black and white, really.
You know, there's a mum pulling out of the Trinity car park this morning going, what rubbish.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's it. A few of them are a bit further down. Eight is for Hale.
Yeah, Trinity's
that's
at 18.
That's where they got in.
Aquinas at 20. And
Sacred Heart at 14 and Santa Maria at 15.
And God knows schools changed. I mean, we went to camp in Mandurah. These days they go to Vienna.
Oh, yeah, but you know, there's a lot of lamingtons have to be made to get to there.
Yeah.
Put your hand up if you went to Nanga Bush Camp.
Yes.
Nanga Bush Camp.
Oh, you don't take your hands off your steering wheels. Oh,
and you know what? No. It's better than Vienna. Give me Nanga any day.
Apart from when we got lost in the bush and the teachers had to find us. That was weird.
Oh, hello.
I thought we were going to ring Channel 9.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
All right.
Hey! Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
You know what? Yes, let's do something with the rest of the year. In fact, let's reach for the stars.
Right. Ground control to Major Tom. 7, 6, commencing countdown, engines on.
So authorities are investigating what is believed to be the first crime ever committed in space.
Oh.
Now, obviously, that's not taking into account Matthew McConaughey's performance in Interstellar.
Yeah. But that's what they're saying.
I actually don't know if it was a bad performance. It just sounded good. So decorated astronaut Anne McLean, like a very, you know, a lady who flew combat missions and whatnot.
Yep.
A great astronaut. It's alleged that she has accessed her former partner's bank account whilst on board the International Space Station.
Far out. Don't you think she'd go far enough away?
Yeah, they won't find me. So, yes, the authorities are looking into it. But, you know, because, of course, we haven't caught up with cyberspace yet.
Yeah, true.
No.
Like, laws on that.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen once we start colonising the universe?
Haven't caught up with outer space either.
We haven't, no.
Wow.
And this is my fear for humanity. Like, yeah, you know, that when we were kids, the idea of colonising space was such an amazing thing.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
Exactly. But you know what's going to happen, right? We're just going to, like, mine every planet, pollute it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it'll be a place for spin-offs of TV shows.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we've already had NCIS New York.
Yep.
LA, New Orleans. Mm. What's next? Mars?
NCIS Mars. Okay, listen up, people. Come on. Come on, people. Let's get to work.
Sorry, Sarge.
This is Mars. We gotta work, rest, and play. Okay, we got a real live one here, people. This perp is a 412-year-old Martian man, 2.5 feet tall, 6 fingers, green skin, answers to the name of Zorg. Anybody got any leads?
Ain't got nothing. No leads, Sarge.
Yeah, I seen something like this before. Had a real nasty case like this on Venus. Chased his ass through the asteroid belt, through the rings of Saturn. I finally caught up with him. Well, what was left of him on Uranus. NCIS Mars.
Huh? You've watched way too much TV.
Sobering.
Was that your Ice Cube?
That was Ice Cube giving attitude.
That was definitely Ice Cube.
God.
Giving serious tune. Well,
I'm wasting my life.
No.
Hey, there's still 35% to go. Yeah. Turn it around.
And you did say you're going to do something this year. You just did something.
Yeah.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
94.5's Big Breakfast.
Snaps over the shoulder.
The only brekkie show with this legend.
Oh, yes. Hang it on the wall. A work of art.
Let's talk footy with Dennis Cometti for Battery World.
Down to the business end of the season in the AFL, and yesterday morning we welcomed him in, the one and only, Dennis Cometti.
Good to see you all.
Good to see you.
To the football, because it was a bad night for the West Coast Eagles on Saturday night.
Yes.
What do we make of that?
Very
well, have they blown it?
Well, it's going to have far-reaching effects, I would think. The Eagles have played Hawthorn twice in the last 8 weeks, which is unusual these days anyway.
Yes.
I mean, in the old days, in the Waffle, every 7 weeks. But they probably should have beaten the Eagles back in round 15. And because of that, Alistair Clarkson picked virtually the same team on Saturday night. He liked what he saw back in round 15.
Yeah.
And the biggest feature of the Eagles' win back in round 15 was that Nick Natanui had 42 hit-outs.
Right.
So that goes to the core of the matter. Anyway, stop me if you've heard this before, but I was sorely tempted to tip Hawthorn, actually, after watching that replay. So that's pathetic,
oh, yes,
isn't it? No guts, no glory.
No.
But tipster's remorse this morning. I sort of feel as though I should have done that. But then if Hawthorn lose, then you cop it around the city. You can't walk the city. It's not safe. So I took the safe way out. But they were too good, Hawthorn. They were really good the other night.
Yep.
And the biggest takeaway for me was just how shaky the West Coast Eagles defense was and how sort of passive the West Coast Eagles midfield was. So they have to defeat now Essendon next week. And if they do that, they'll meet the loser of Geelong and Collingwood in Melbourne. So it's all got much tougher.
Mm.
And it's problematic now whether they can win the premiership, I would think.
I've heard the term out-coached thrown around this morning.
Well, easy
to say. Would you buy into that?
Well, easy to say. I think that's the first port of call for a lot of supporters every time you lose.
Sure, but, sure.
Looking at the game, there weren't many pieces to throw around the other night because they were losing in so many places.
And
that defence normally is sort of the bastion of the team, isn't it, back there?
Rock solid.
And they really looked shaky.
Yep.
And as a result, everything flows from that. And I think when other players see that happening too, I couldn't see much you could do. I think Hawthorn, on the other hand, you'd say, were very well coached, extremely well coached.
Yep.
But we probably could have predicted that coming in. And round 15 would have given the West Coast Eagles some insight into what was going to happen. But whether you can stop it, it's all very well to go to a game as a coach and know this is going to happen.
Sure.
Whether you can stop it or not, it's another thing completely. Yeah. And the other night, they simply couldn't stop.
Good on you, Dan.
Nice to see you all.
Good on you,
Dan.
Dennis Cometti joined us yesterday morning. Of course, tickets on sale for the West Coast Eagles Essendon final from 9 this morning. A lot of people getting very excited. Other details to check with the club, you know, as far as note holders and the rest are concerned, but tickets are for next Thursday. People getting very excited already.
See the Bombers fly up.
Hey, stop it. As Dennis said, you might be able to walk around town saying things like that.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
The juice.
Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
How very dare you? Ed Sheeran's been accused of stealing other artists' songs as inspiration for his own material.
Oh. Okay.
It's not the first time someone's accused him of this.
No, it's not. And some documents have been lodged at the High Court by a little-known musician named Sam Chokri.
Oh, the Choker.
Who is questioning the origin of the song Shape of You.
There's only so many chords.
Yeah, I know. Now, Shape of You was the biggest-selling single of 2017. It reached number one in 34 countries.
Yeah.
So if you thought you had a song that might have inspired it, I guess you're trying to get a piece of the pie, aren't
Damn
you?
Damn straight.
A lot of money involved, yeah.
Now, Chokri alleges that Sheeran copied the chorus from his 2015 song called OY, which Ed has denied. So here's a little bit of Ed's song.
I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body.
Okay.
No, I haven't heard that one before.
Now let's hear a little bit of Sam Chokri. There's a couple of OYs in there, but
I don't know how you make judgments on these things. Yeah, I really don't.
Difficult, isn't
it?
No, it's getting sad. Can't trust it.
Right.
Now, Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters rocked the stage of Reading Festival over the weekend.
Yep.
And Dave was a bit of a surprise and a special thing for him too, because it was the first big festival that Dave Grohl ever really played. It was 22 years ago, 1991, and he said, yeah, this was like a really big deal for me at this festival.
Right.
And so he thought he wanted to celebrate it by bringing out someone special.
So let me tell you something. Every once in a while, you meet a badass mother that has the balls to come up and do something in front of 30,000 people that he's never done before. I would like to introduce that badass mother.
Rick Astley.
Why do they have to use such bad language all the time?
he was well beeped.
Yeah.
It's true, but he says Rick Astley is basically one of the main dudes that got him into music. Dave Grohl loves the guy, and so then they did this together.
He actually got a good voice for rocking.
Yeah.
It's quite deep, isn't it?
All we need now is for Rick Astley to sue Nirvana for Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, no. Oh, yikes. Yeah. And also to celebrate 25 years since the premiere of Friends. I'll be there for 25 years. Far out. Well, Stan, because they've got all of the episodes of Friends on their network.
Yep.
Stan are taking the iconic Central Perk couch on a tour around Australia.
Okay.
They're just taking the couch wherever they can, the real couch, so you can sit down and have a selfie with it.
Right.
And
take the monkey around.
Yeah, but unfortunately they're only doing it in Queensland, Sydney and Adelaide.
Oh, so stuff them then.
Everybody else misses out. So unfortunately, apparently Typo have got a lot of stock of Friends stuff at the moment because merch has come back into fashion.
Yeah, I saw those the other day. We were looking at phone covers and the like.
Yeah, everything's sort of come back and there's a bit of a Friends resurgence. But shame we don't get the couch here. Unlucky.
Fair weather friends.
Yeah, that's your daily juice.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, don't look at me like that. I parked my car at 5:05 this morning. I pulled into a different part of the car park I wouldn't normally go in. And as I went back, I clipped my, just slightly tapped someone else's mirror with my car.
Slightly tapped. Yeah, slightly tapped. You slightly tapped Claire from the newsroom.
Hello, Claire.
Hey, Claire. Hi, Claire. Hi. How are you going?
Yeah, good.
Can I just say your car is beautiful.
It is a beautiful car, isn't it?
It's a beautiful car.
Yeah. I particularly love the colour.
Yeah.
Very, very bright and
cherry red.
Cherry red.
Beautiful car.
A little bit of white wouldn't go astray.
Don't do that to me.
No.
Claire, were you listening earlier when we walked past?
I caught the end of it.
We're all looking at you.
Yeah.
So this morning I don't normally pull next to your car and I clipped your mirror.
Well, I would hope not.
I clipped your mirror on the way past. I'm sorry.
She looks really nervous.
But it was only just slightly clipped it. But then I didn't think about it until I hopped out and I saw a little bit of black on my mirror and I think that's from Claire's mirror.
Uh-oh.
Have you taken a photo, Matt?
Yeah.
Right. How's it look?
Not great.
Oh, I mean, don't.
No, honestly, look, it's just a thing, right? It doesn't matter. No one got hurt.
Right.
It's just a material object.
What happened?
That's not my car.
No, it's not my car. I can see a mirror hanging off. Yeah. He's taking a photo from YouTube.
There is a little bit of... I've just got to scroll through these photos of Florence.
Okay.
There we go.
He's got photos of his dog.
A little bit of damage. Yeah.
What have I done, Claire?
How's that look, Claire?
Oh, that's okay, Claire.
Oh,
the plastic has become unclipped.
Oh, okay.
As plastic does. I did see your little smudgy mark.
There was a smudgy mark.
I reckon I could buff that out.
Do you reckon?
Myself.
I'm worried about what you'll buff it out with.
Can I ask, did you only forgive him that quickly because A, you're on air right now, and B, because we set you up with a much worse
bit
photo first?
Yeah. I see what you did there, actually.
My team, I look
I don't even need tape for that.
Oh, really?
No, it's in this day and age, that's a write off.
So will it click back in? Is it permanent? Is there some kind of damage? Or what?
Look, I didn't want to touch it.
I look really worried because I
shouldn't. Be given permission to touch anything like that.
I am going to go downstairs.
Yeah, you've got to go and have a look.
Can we go together?
Yeah. The photo is okay.
I think we need to go together and I want to look at it first.
Okay.
Just in case any more damage is inflicted.
Good luck, guys.
But good on you for owning it.
I had to. I couldn't.
You can't be one of those people.
Clear and,
no.
Oh, I can't wait till you find out it's $200 to replace a mirror.
Don't do that. It's called aftercare, Claire. Care.
Lucky you're with Amy.
Thanks, Claire. Please forgive me.
I do.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Tony Hadley of Spandau Ballet is touring in March of next year. He's going to be in Perth.
Yep.
He's coming and people are a little bit excited.
Oh, we love Spandau Ballet in our household. Only When You Leave is one of my partner T and I's favourite songs. And when I told her that Tony Hadley was coming in, she was very excited.
Hey, T, guess who we're interviewing tomorrow?
Who?
Tony Hadley, from former frontman of Spandau Ballet.
Oh, awesome.
Do go.
Go.
Always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're indestructible. Always believe in you are.
Nice.
I think I know someone who's going to the gig.
We will be there front row.
I think you're right. That's coming up. Tony Hadley on the radio within about 10 minutes. In the meantime, Block, who's there, of course, with Channel 9 at Mix 94.5.
Yeah, each Friday we've been giving away $10,000. We actually come to your door at home or your workplace and deliver that check to you. So if you watched The Block last night, give us a call, 1-333-53, and be caller number 17.
Good luck. The last 10 grand to go off on Friday. Watch all new The Block, 7:30 tonight on 9. It's Mix 94.5 and Channel 9's Block, who's there?
Breakfast with The Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Hey! Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jim King missed.
You know what? Let's reach for the stars.
Right. Ground control to Major Tom. 7, 6, commencing countdown, engines on.
So authorities are investigating what is believed to be the first crime ever committed in space.
Oh.
Now, obviously, that's not taking into account Matthew McConaughey's performance in Interstellar.
Yeah. But goes without saying.
I actually don't know if it was a bad performance. It just sounded good. So decorated astronaut Anne McLean, it's alleged that she has accessed her former partner's bank account whilst on board the International Space Station.
Far out. Don't you think she'd go far enough away? Wouldn't
well, yeah, yeah, they won't find me. So, yes, that the authorities are looking into it. But, you know, because, of course, we haven't caught up with cyberspace yet.
Yeah, true.
No.
Like, laws on that.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen once we start colonizing the universe?
We haven't caught up with outer space either.
We haven't, no.
Wow.
And this is my fear for humanity. Like, yeah. You know, that you when we were kids, the idea of colonizing space was such an amazing thing.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
Exactly. But you know what's going to happen, right? We're just going to, like, mine every planet, pollute it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and it'll be a place for spin-offs of TV shows.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Like, you know, we've already had NCIS New York,
yep.
LA, New Orleans. Mm. What's next? Mars?
NCIS Mars.
Okay, listen up, people. Come on. Come on, people. Let's get to work.
Sorry, Sarge.
This is Mars. We got to work, rest, and play. Okay, we got a real live one here, people. This perp is a 412-year-old Martian man, 2.5 feet tall, 6 fingers, green skin, answers to the name of Zorg. Anybody got any leads?
Ain't got nothing. No leads, Sarge.
Yeah, I seen something like this before. Had a real nasty case like this on Venus. Chased his ass through the asteroid belt, through the rings of Saturn. I finally caught up with him. Well, what was left of him on Uranus.
NCIS Mars.
Huh? You've watched way too much TV.
Sobering.
Was that your Ice Cube?
That was Ice Cube giving attitude.
That was definitely Ice Cube.
God.
Giving serious tune. Well,
I'm wasting my life.
Wish you listened to Dad as well as you listened to a Big Breakfast catch-up? Spoil it with big brand fragrances from Chemist Warehouse.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.